the start here.
Hi, can you introduce yourself, including your role here at Duke?
Yeah, I'm Emily Dye. I'm the Director of Student Engagement for Leadership. So in that role, I oversee all of our fraternities and sororities, and then also a number of our leadership programs across campus. So including our Women's Leadership Initiative, which is a donor-funded program, and then a number of sort of like one-time leadership programs, whether it be an hour-long or a weekend-long opportunity for students to sort of learn about themselves as leaders.
And these leadership programs involve a living component too, or would the students involved in the leadership programs potentially join another social organization?
So the leadership programs are all open to any student. They do not have any like living component to them. A lot of times actually it's students who are members of a number of those, like either whether it be a living group or it be, you know, just a student organization in general, who are seeking, you know, opportunities to look at their own sort of leadership style, or how does my leadership style fit into the community of which I'm a part? How do I enact change in the spaces that I'm a part of? Like, so a lot of times we get student leaders to engage in our programs because they're the ones that are like, I need to figure this out. So, yeah.
And Becca, maybe you step in too from student perspective questions. Do you do anything with SLGs or other social organizations other than those programs then?
So we don't have much of an overlap with SLGs. Just those are managed through HRL, and we have done a little bit of training with some of their student leaders in the past. My colleague Brian, who's our assistant director, has done like a training for leaders, I think just one time in my time here. But we do work closely with all of our fraternities and sororities across campus. So a lot of trainings and things for them, but not with any other selective living groups really.
And do you have any advice for students that are considering joining a sorority, fraternity, or other selective living group?
So yes, lots of, so much advice. My first piece of advice to someone is always to know what it is that is important to you as an individual. What are things that are non-negotiables for you? So if there are particular values or characteristics that you've found in other spaces where you found like you really belonged, whether that be in high school or that be here at Duke or, you know, at your family at home, wherever, what are the elements of that that are non-negotiable for you? How are you going to make sure that the space in which you're engaging also offers you that? So first, I think it's clarifying what it is that you want. My other piece of advice is realizing that you're going to grow and change and gain a lot from being a member of an organization, but hopefully also you're going to be able to find an organization that's going to give back to you. And so making sure that you're seeing the relationship as being mutually beneficial. It should be one where you can better the organization, but also that organization can better you. Some like sort of tactical advice I would give people is to always make sure that the questions that you're asking a lot of questions, but that those are open-ended questions to our groups. You know, saying to them like, are there opportunities for me to be a leader? Like they can easily say yes, right? But like if you say, these are the things that are important to me, can you tell me about an opportunity where I may be able to use those skills? Like if they can't answer that question, then there may not actually be opportunities for you to enact, you know, whatever it is that you want to do or to hold a leadership position. But if they can answer that, then like that, you know, that shows a little bit more responsibility on their end. I think another tactical advice is to not always just follow your friends and to keep an open mind. We have a lot of students, especially in our fraternity and sorority community, but I would say probably is true with SLGs too, that students go in being like, I need to be in this particular organization or nothing. And while there are certainly differences between our organizations and we want people to be in the one that they really feel like aligns with their personal values, we find that a lot of times people are saying that not for those reasons, but more because like, oh, this is the cool group or this is the group that all my friends are in. And like, those are not reasons to pick one group and not any other, right? Like, so to be open-minded about seeing where they may best fit.
And when and how should they ask questions like that? Is that during the rush period? Is that talking to upperclassmen? Do you have advice? Is that coming to your office or what resources are best for students to get information about whether it's a good fit?
Yeah, so I think the